The Campfire is brought to you by...
If you follow me on YouTube, then you know I never go anywhere without my Coldest water bottle. But Coldest has expanded so much in the last 2 years of us collaborating with them. They have things for your pets, bowls for your pets, beds for your pets. But they also have things for your bed, including really great sheets. And some of you have told me that their pillow is amazing. But I always have my Coldest water bottle that comes in multiple colors, multiple sizes, and keeps your water cold for 36 plus hours. Head on over to Coldest.com, but don't forget to use the discount code KEMP10. That's KEMP10. For more information, be sure to check out the description of this episode. And speaking of sponsors, as you know, we cannot do this podcast without your support. And by, you know, really frequenting the sponsors and supporting and buying and sharing. So shout out to our friends over at Rose Forever New York. They were a recent sponsor on our YouTube channel, but our discount code still is working for Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for roses that will last a lifetime, meaning like a year, but longer than what these expensive roses usually cost, you can actually have roses that last a long time for yourself or the person that you love. But don't forget to use the discount code KEMPIRE25 for $25 off of your order. More information on this discount will be available in the description of this episode. You're listening to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. I keep telling you guys, if you're not listening to the podcast, you're missing out on these little moments that I include that will not be a part of the visual version of the podcast. This is why it's important to listen to all platforms. So in this new episode that I recorded, you will listen and hear me talk about a variety of different things, including Robin Dixon, including Beyonce, Wendy Williams, and so many other different things. But I didn't get a chance to talk about the, Neo and his divorce situation. We talked about it on you know, the Kempire Daily YouTube channel. But I wanted to share, like, my opinion of the situation. So we reported that his now ex-wife, Crystal Renee, is getting like $1.6 million in a lump sum, and she's getting money like $12,000 a month or something like $12,000 to $13,000 a month, not per child, for all three of their children a month. And I think a lot of people will say, you know, that's enough for a child, but I really feel like she ends up with nothing in this situation. Because if you really kind of break down a lump sum of $1.6 million, although it's a lot of money and it's probably more money than a lot of people will see in a lifetime, and hopefully she will take that lump sum and invest it so that way it turns into even bigger money, which she seems to be pretty business savvy. But I also think that they probably had an ironclad prenup, and that's why she's only getting what she's getting. She will get spousal support, and I think it's like $5,000 a month for 3 years. And a lot of you were like, wow, just for 3 years? Or was it 5 years? I can't remember. But I just know there is a finite date on her spousal support. And normally, and I'm not sure because I'm not an attorney, it varies from state to state. And also, of course, what's in your prenup. Because sometimes you can get alimony until you remarry. So I don't know. I mean, that might be an old school way of thinking. I'm not sure if that changes, you know, depending on your prenup or whatever it may be. But I do feel as if Crystal may have gotten the shorter end of the stick. Not that she, you know, she didn't get a good amount of money, but I think she did end up getting the shorter end of the stick. But I also believe that the courts, who have privy to Neil's financial status, really understood how much he's making and what these artists make it seem like they're making. So I feel as if Neo might not be making the money that you guys think that he's making. Even though he's written some top hit songs for people, you just don't know how people are spending their money, how they've invested their money, any of those things. So we reported on that story this week, and I wanted to elaborate on my reaction to what, because we covered that from the very beginning when she went on social media and blasted him about being with other women and now having a baby with another woman. Girl, I think you're better off, but now you have to co-parent with this man. And it looks as if, at the very least, that this messy situation has been finalized, not in a not-so-messy way. And speaking of messy, one of the things that I did not talk about this week that I did want to mention was that Erica Jayne, so they're supposed to start filming very soon for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. As you already know, Lisa Rinna will not be a part of the season, that she's been put on pause, and apparently it was her decision. Whatever, girl.
Lies! The lie!
Just saying. We already know that's a lie. But, so Erica Jayne's husband, or estranged husband, Tom Girardi, has been indicted this week, along with his son-in-law, David Lyra, that I like to call him, on wire fraud and other fraud charges because of this scheme that they've been doing for decades at their law firm of stealing from their clients. Well, now they actually have criminal charges. I'm surprised that it's taking this long for criminal charges to be filed, but I think the California bar is trying to cover themselves because of how they dropped the ball for years, decades, when it comes to complaints against Tom Girardi. But you also have to remember, Tom Girardi is literally, according to the psychologist that did the analysis, that he has Alzheimer's and, you know, dementia, so he cannot, he's not going to jail. And I really do, in my heart, in my opinion, believe that he's thought this all out, and he is fine, but under the eyes of the law, he will not be going to jail. They did try to have him retested, but that was dismissed. Was that the courts looking out for Tom again? Possibly. But Erica Jayne, paparazzi stopped Erica Jayne on her way out of some supermarket, and she would not release a statement. She would not release a statement officially because she already knows this is going to be her storyline for the new season. So she's not going to say anything because she's going to save it for the season. This will be her storyline again this season. But I don't know about you guys. Are you over Erica Jayne and this being her storyline? It was interesting to cover when it first happened. I know it's still ongoing, but I can also tell from when I report on these stories, the interest in Erica Jayne in this legal situation has waned tremendously in the last 2 years. So I don't think she can ride out this storm and this legal situation as interesting for Beverly Hills much longer. And to be honest with you, I've said this before, and it might be an unpopular opinion, but you know I don't care about the popular opinion. This is my opinion. I really believe that Erica Jayne in her first season was like, oh, she's interesting. I kind of like her. She, you know, she tells it like it is. She's not like these other foofy Beverly Hills personalities. But she has since become very boring after that first season. She was very boring. And she just doesn't mix well. And I know some of you say that about Garcelle, but I have to say, Garcelle, for being the only Black woman on the show, really has navigated in a space that has kept my attention. She's blended very well with these women, and she's been able to call them out when necessary. I like her. And this is a perfect instance where I say you don't have to have a personal storyline if you're an interesting personality on your own. And that's exactly what Garcelle is for me. And I love that a real friendship has been, you know, has evolved between her and Sutton. But it will be interesting to see without Lisa Rinna this season, because Lisa swears that now that she's gone, Garcelle and Sutton are going to have to work. They've been working. That whole season with the Erica situation would have been a dud if we had relied on you and Kyle, because you would have left it alone. You wouldn't have asked her the questions that Sutton and Garcelle were asking. Let's be honest. That season would have been a dud. It would have been a ratings bore. It would have fell. Look, if they didn't have go up against Erica, it would have been nothing. It would have been nothing. So I appreciate what Garcelle and Sutton did for us in that season, honestly. So I'm interested to see what season 13, I think it is, of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills will look like. But I think this might be Erica's last interesting season. I'm not going to say it's going to be her last season unless something else is going on. I'm not interested in Erica talking about her sex escapades or her dating life. It's not interesting. It's not interesting because it doesn't feel natural. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel natural. And I don't know why it doesn't feel natural, because I don't know if I believe her. I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. Do I believe that she was a part of these crimes with Tom Girardi at the full length? I don't believe she's 100% innocent either. Remember, in this new lawsuit from Jay Edelson, they are calling her the front woman. So although she may not know the nitty-gritty details, I don't think that she was completely the housewife that you guys like to make her out to be. Erica Jane is no fool. Just saying. Anyways, let's get into this episode because I'm talking about the trending topic, fire Robin Dixon from The Real Housewives of Potomac. But I'm also talking about Wendy Williams. We're talking about Beyonce. Let's get into this. It's been forever, but let's get into a new episode of the Kempire Radio Podcast. I'm your boy, the Kempire, and there's a lot that we need to unpack. And for the very first time, I already know what I'm going to call this episode, and it's Fire Robin. I know, it's been a while, and I know I keep saying this, but you already know. If you follow me on YouTube, if you follow me on TikTok, if you follow me on Twitter, it's not like I haven't been doing anything. It's not like I've just been sitting here looking at my nails and minding my business. Well, definitely minding my business and celebrities' business, because that is our business. Just saying. But I know I love doing the podcast, and I'm still reforming and figuring out how I want this podcast to look. I am in talks with people to collaborate. That way I can really put these out at the level that I want and more on a timely basis. Because as you already know, I'm doing it all. I'm recording it. I'm editing it. I'm putting it out. Okay. So, and then promoting it. But I need your help in promoting it too. Sharing is caring. Tell people about the Kempire Radio Podcast. Don't forget to rate and review it 5 stars, nothing less than 5 stars. And let me know what you're enjoying about the podcast. All right. As you can probably also tell, everything is always changing here in the studio. And that is shout out to our subscribers and our, you know, people that donate, you know, Cash Apps, PayPals and things like that. That will help the podcast because the podcast, unlike the other platforms, is not monetized. We rely heavily on advertisers and on you guys sending in donations and things like that. And I'm not begging for your money. Look, but this is how we're able to fund the podcast itself because let this be a business conversation. Let's have a business conversation because this is what the podcast is, where we talk about conversations that we don't talk about anywhere else. So podcasts, as you probably listen to other people's podcasts and why you probably saw Robin Dixon launch a Patreon. Because podcasts, unless you're a part of a big podcast network, which she is, the Black Effect Podcast Network, where they're finding your advertisers, very much like on YouTube or TikTok, advertisers fund these things. But YouTube is finding those advertisers. For a podcast, unless you're part of a big network, you have to find those advertisers yourself, okay? So that is a project in itself, which I can admit and say that I have not really invested in finding the proper advertisers for our podcast. But this is where it all began. For those celebrities that know who Kempire is, they know me from Kempire Radio. And you can see those receipts on the Kempire Radio YouTube channel. And if you haven't subscribed, that is where you will see a visual version of this podcast. So the business side of things, part of the reason why I really focus on other areas that will keep the lights on here so that you can get a podcast, so you can get this different experience. And every time I'm trying to figure out how we can make this experience of Kempire Radio, the podcast, a different experience, different conversations, different things that I don't get to talk about at length. And, you know, certain episodes like Hey Amy, which so far this year, that is your favorite episode. And if you didn't listen to that episode, you should. You should, because I go deep. Oh, wait a minute. Not deep. Yeah. And this week, we're not going to even talk about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. I'll just give you a quick update. They are no longer together. No, they are no longer allegedly, because there was never an official word that they are no longer part of the ABC Disney family. They negotiated that whole situation. They are done. Let's wrap it up. I don't want to talk about them anymore. I think we're done. Until they break up. Oh, well. And look, I wish everyone love, but ain't no good gonna come to you either. Amy or TJ. Oh, Andrew Hsu. Woo, woo, woo. It seems like such a sweet man. Merrily Figbig. Keep holding your heads up high. Okay. Speaking of subjects that we've been covering for a very long time, and it's been a few weeks since we've even talked about Wendy Williams on the podcast, because there was a time where we would talk about Wendy Williams every single podcast. But I was thinking about Wendy Williams this week, and there was a story that came out this week, but it's just very, it continues that sad narrative that Wendy Williams is holed up in her penthouse, not communicating with her friends. There's no update on her podcast. As we've seen and we've covered, Wendy Williams is not the Wendy Williams that we know and love. And I'm not sure what that stems from, if it's mental health, if it's, you know, sobriety. We're not sure. But I just want to reminisce on what Wendy Williams has offered to all of us. A lot of you, and I don't take any, I actually take it as a compliment when some of you, well, some of you in the comments section, I don't read all the comments, y'all, because I just don't have the time. But some of you were like, stop trying to pretend to be Wendy. I'm not. I'm Kim Pyre all day, every day. But there is a level of you that say, you are my Wendy, or there's some energy about you that reminds me of Wendy. I can appreciate that, because I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I didn't grow up listening to Wendy Williams on the radio way before she was on television. But I'm also not going to pretend that the people that I looked up to when it comes to covering celebrities or covering pop culture news include Wendy Williams, but people like Barbara Walters, but more so my mentor and someone I've interviewed, Oprah Winfrey. So when I set goals for the type of person I want to be in this industry, I'm looking to people like Oprah, honestly, when it comes to how I conduct my business, because there is a level of Wendy, let's be honest, let's talk, it's the podcast. There is a level of Wendy that is mean and has been harsh over the years that I don't believe that I am. Some of you might feel differently. And I don't think that part of Wendy resides in me. The funny, the enjoyment, maybe the way that we speak, maybe the same. Okay. But I've always loved radio. Honestly, that's how I, reason why I started Kim Pyre Radio. I was just like, well, I can't get on the radio. I like interviewing people. I like talking about pop culture news. And this is 15 years ago, guys. 15 years ago. So I know I'm new to a lot of you guys, but I've been preparing for this moment of being where we are right now, building on multiple platforms. Because I know a lot of you know me from YouTube, but I'm trying to build on multiple platforms. And I told you, if you listened to the podcast a couple of weeks ago, more than a couple of weeks ago, at the top of the new year, I said, I'm trying to figure out what my word is. And then I came to the determination that my word is influential. And honestly, since I've said that, it's been working. It's working. You better get your mantras together, guys. What is your mantra? What is your mantra for your life for the new year? What is your mantra for the month? I am in good health. I am happy and prospering. Everything is always working out for me. I release any anxiety and anything that's not working for me. And it will start to show up in your life if you really pay attention and be very mindful of the words that you're using. Be very specific, because sometimes you say something very general and then something shows up in your life and like, wait a minute. I can't get my buttons together. So just be very mindful of the words that you're saying to yourself, and some of the words that I'm saying to myself in February. Happy Black History Month. Hold on. Come on. Happy Black History Month. Black History Month, especially not just for Black people, I think it's important for every single person to learn a little bit more of what Black people have meant for this country and this world in regards to inventions and influence and just leading movements over the years. I think it's an important time to learn what and unlearn some of the things that we learned in school about the people behind the things that we enjoy, our health, our inventions, our technologies, and things like that. So, happy Black History Month. As you probably have seen on our social media, we've been changing things over for our little, you know, celebrating the black, green, yellow, and red. So, yeah. But it's also Valentine's Day. And if you're watching the video, you can see in the background, we have our Rose Forever situation. More information on that will be available in the description of the podcast episode and the video episode. You can get $25 off of your purchase. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Literally, by the time you hear this, it's probably almost a week away. You can get yourself something. You can hint to your man or your girlfriend about what you want. And this will last you for at least a year. If you take care of it, probably more. Just saying. I love it. It's gorgeous. It smells great. It looks great. Shout out to them. All right. Anyways. So, yeah, I went on a tangent. But this is our podcast. This is what we do. We go on tangents. So we were talking about Wendy Williams. All right, elephant brain. Yes. So I can't believe I went every single where with this, and I was able to bring it back. Look at me. Healthy brain. I have a healthy brain. So I was thinking about Wendy Williams a lot lately, and I was thinking to myself when we were talking about possible people to replace Andy Cohen. Look, okay, Andy Cohen's hosting the Traitors Reunion. If you don't know what Traitors is, it's on Peacock. It's a reality competition show. It had people from Real Housewives, Below Deck, Survivor, Big Brother, and regular folks, you know, real people that aren't celebrities or reality stars on this. And it was such a great show. I watched it twice over, 10 episodes twice over. And Andy Cohen just recently announced that there will be a reunion and he's hosting it. I'm not going on a tangent. You already know how I feel about Andy Cohen, him hosting every single thing on under the NBC umbrella. But where's Alan Cumming? He was a fantastic host of this competition. I'm guessing maybe there's a schedule conflict because there's no way they didn't ask Alan first, right? I hope not. Come on. Come on. He would have been fantastic. But I am looking forward to the reunion in general because I want to hear everyone's reactions to how they were played during the season. And I was looking at some of the questions under Andy's tweet. And, ooh, you guys are coming for Quentin. Quentin, they were like, Quentin, how does it feel to be wrong every single week about who the traitor was? So I'm actually looking forward to the reunion, which I hear comes at the end of this month. So like February 27th to 28th or something like that. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping it won't be treated like Watch What Happens Live. I hope they really do go all out for the set. Also, Traitors has been renewed for a second season. I am going to try and get into the Traitors UK because I hear it's even better. I have to figure out how I'm going to watch it. Just saying. All right. And if you didn't see one of our last week's RHOP recap, Atlas VPN was the sponsor of that video. So check them out. I actually used them when I was in Denmark. They're not sponsoring this video. They're not. I get nothing from this right now. But I like them. I like them. You know, I only promote things that I tried or like. So be sure to check that out. So maybe that's how I'll be able to watch The Traitors UK. Back to Wendy Williams. Okay. Tangents. Maybe I should call this episode Tangents. Okay. So Wendy Williams, it made me think of Wendy Williams. And I was like, you know what? There are so many names that you guys throw out there, including Z-Way. Okay, I like Z-Way, but she's a little too not serious, especially if we're talking about serious questions at times during these reunions. I feel like there's comedic moments during the reunions. I just don't feel like Z-Way is, she's a comedian. I just don't feel like those moments, like if we want to have a funny moment or a funny segment, which I think would change the face of the reunions, then maybe Z-Way. But, and honestly, I don't always find her the funniest, personally. There's so many black comedians that we could be, I'm just saying, come on now. But I know a lot of you just want to see Z-Way. All right, not me. No, okay. But I was thinking of Wendy Williams. I was like, you know, if Wendy was in at her heyday, she would have been fantastic. But mind you, if you really go back and look at the history, there was some issue between Kevin Hunter when he was managing Wendy and Andy Cohen at one point. So even if Andy was willing to give up that seat, which he's not. It's his ego. And my thing is, Andy, people probably would watch your reunions even more if you had given up that seat and gave it to someone like Wendy Williams. Wendy would have been a fantastic host for RHOA and RHOP when NeNe wasn't on it, because remember they started to develop a friendship at one point. But I think she would have been fantastic. She's shady. She's funny. She's not afraid to go to those, you know, hard-hitting questions. And I feel like, although Wendy squirmed a little bit when we talk about serious stuff, I feel like it would have helped her elevate and stretch her as an interviewer and a host and, you know, handling more serious topics. But I still feel like when we think about choices of people that we know, Wendy Williams would have been perfect. And this is why I know a lot of people are like, it feels like there's a hole in daytime talk. It feels like there's a hole in radio without Wendy Williams' voice. Don't give up though. Don't give up. You never know. And I'm praying for Wendy. She's been on my mind. So I just wanted to mention that with all the tangents in between. So speaking of pop culture news and what's been going on, Beyonce caused a stir this week. She announced that she's going on a Renaissance World Tour. And the dates start in Europe around my birthday. I'm like, damn, I would love to go see Beyonce in concert abroad for my birthday. And then I really tried to look and see how you get tickets. As you know, Ticketmaster went through a whole situation with Taylor Swift and the Taylor Swift fans. So they were trying to avoid any of those issues with Beyonce's announcement of her tour. And she announced it on February 1st, Happy Black History Month. And I'm like, I would love to see Beyonce. Beyonce is an incredible talent. I love her. I love the Renaissance album. I've never seen her on tour. But there's an element of me, like, I want to be able to see Beyonce. Like, not too far from me. But I also don't want to be in a crowd of, like, people just up and dancing, which I can appreciate. And especially now with this new set that she's doing with the Club Renaissance Circle area. I don't want to be in that. Look, I definitely don't want to be in that. Because I'm not drinking, I'm not dancing. I want to watch and really take in the talent that is Beyonce. Incredible. She is the Michael Jackson of our time right now. So I would love to see her, but I'm not jumping through hoops. And that's no offense to, that's no offense to Beyonce. I'm just like, oh, I have to register and that's not a guarantee that I'm going to get a ticket. So then I'm going to probably have to buy tickets from one of these third sellers. No. I still haven't even bought my Janet Jackson tickets, which I need to do. I mean, and Janet Jackson is Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson's a Janet Jackson of our time. The last time we did the podcast, we were talking about Madonna and her tour. See Madonna, though. I've already seen Madonna. I need to go see Janet. But Beyonce announced her tour already. I was joking when I did this little video and I was telling you, I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to judge you if you are on Twitter showing your thing. I'm not going to judge you if you start an OnlyFans. I'm not going to judge you. Well, people have started GoFundMes. People have started. There is a real estate agent that has said, if you want to sell your home with me so you can buy those Beyonce tickets. What? Because there have been all kinds of rumors about how much these tickets are going to cost. There's no confirmation yet, but they're not going to be cheap. Beyonce is not going to be a cheap concert. So people are really, look, Beyonce told y'all knew this was coming, but we already know. Just because you know something's coming, people aren't really saving. I'm excited to see. I'm sure we're going to see clips of this. And I wouldn't be shocked if we get a Renaissance DVD finally. I mean, there's no guarantee because she hasn't done that for every world tour. It would be amazing. And I'm interested to see like what this reinvention will be in regards to her visuals and what that's going to look like. Still no confirmation on when we're going to get these visuals, if we're going to get these visuals. What if she decides in this era, no visuals, and you will have to just accept it because it's Beyonce? She might be like, nope, no visuals. But she's such a visual artist. Remember, she did like a whole visual album. Albums. Just saying. So I'm interested. Look, we talked about the rumors of her. I definitely think there's visuals coming because we talked about how she was collaborating. What was it? Space Labs? In regards to come up with this whole artificial intelligent or virtual reality situation. So she's working on something. And word on the street, as you saw from the Beyonce in Dubai situation, it seemed like she may have had foot surgery. No confirmation on that. So she wasn't really dancing during her Dubai show. But it wasn't a part of her contract and she still got that money. $24 million reportedly. But I'm excited for Beyonce. I'm excited that she is. If anything, I'll at least see the visuals. I might not see her in concert, but at least I'll see the visuals. Because like I said, I'm not fighting to get tickets. Nope. Let's move on and talk about some reality TV.
So it wouldn't be the podcast if we did not talk about your dental health. For those that don't know, and it's your first time listening to this, your dental health is so important because it affects your heart health. So I'm always encouraging you guys to make sure that you go to your dentist, get your, you know, what is it, biannual cleanings. I literally have mine coming up. But one of the ways that I maintain gum health is using my Waterpik. I hate flossing. It's not my favorite thing to do. I don't think I'm really good at it. So me using a Waterpik for the last few years has been life-changing. And it, even in a short period of time, it can do wonders for your gum health. I'm telling you. So I have included an affiliate link to my favorite Waterpik that I've been using for the last couple of years. Just get into it. Even if you don't use our Waterpik, find one that you like and are able to afford. But check out the one that I've been using. I've had it for at least a couple of years and it's still going strong. Be sure to check out the description of this episode. Speaking of your teeth, one of the other ways that I maintain my health, along with going to the dentist and using my Waterpik, I also use Quip. You probably have heard about Quip on so many different platforms. I've used it for over probably like four, almost 5 years. I love Quip. It is the best toothbrush for me because it lets me know how long I should be brushing my teeth actually. It also, with their subscription service, you can get toothpaste, you can get replacement toothbrush heads, and so many other really cool additions that they've added to their subscription service. But I love the effect of it tells you how long you should be brushing your teeth. It lets you know when you should switch from one side to the next, top to the bottom. More information on our referral link will be in the description of this episode. Get your Quip today.
So we already talked a little bit about Traitors. I'm watching that. I'm also watching The Friends of WeHo. I know. I still encourage people to watch this show. I was literally right before recording this, but I said, no, I need to stop watching this and I need to record the podcast. I need to take the time to record this podcast. So I like the show, and I know a lot of you don't like the show mainly because of Todrick Hall and mainly because you believe that it's cutting into your 90 minutes of RuPaul's Drag Race, but I don't believe that. Even after the show is off the air, after their 6 episodes, you will only get an hour of Drag Race. This is all on the Paramount situation decision, because you may have seen Walker from LoveyScott.com did an interview with Dorian, who is so unlikable. I mean, the more I watch this show, I'm just like, he is so unlikable. But a lot of you say he's always been this way. But look, every show needs someone. You can't love every single person on the show. Todrick is also on this show too. And I have to say, Todrick is coming across a lot more likable than Dorian.
Lies! The lies!
Okay. No, I really, that, I mean, at least to me. And guys, just a reminder, you can have your opinion. You can have a differing opinion as long as you share it respectably, in a respectful way. Anyway, so I'm enjoying this season so far. Do I like all the people? Not necessarily, but we have to remember this is the real friends of WeHo. And the culture that's there. And based on what I've heard from people that live in that area or that used to live in that area, this is very much the people that you would find there in their types of personalities. Even though, what's the name? Dorian says he lives in the Valley. He doesn't live in WeHo. Okay.
Lies! The lies!
Look, reality TV. There are plenty of housewives that don't live in these cities. Speaking of the Potomac, there's one housewife that lives in Potomac. So I don't really, at this point in reality TV, I don't even care. I care more that the show is entertaining. And so far it's been entertaining. But for me, the heart of the show, and I said this countless times, is that the heart of the show is Curtis and his story and him coming out recently and him putting so much pressure on himself for representing his family instead of just living his free life. I think it's important to see, and it's such an important storyline that I feel like so many people that are just hating on the show to hate on the show and not even watching the show, you're missing out, because there is something about his story that I'm sure that you could relate to or you could champion or that you'd be interested in watching, because I know a lot of people are tired of the gay flamboyant black man that's like, how you doing, da, 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 all of that. Well, meet Curtis, because although Curtis is just coming out of the closet and maybe he has his own feelings about how masculinity and femininity and gay and what that represents in the world. But I know plenty of people that are very much like Curtis, even if they're not freshly out of the closet. They're just like, no, don't call me girl. No, I don't wear wigs. No, I'm not at every circuit party. And no, my relationship's not open. I am in a monogamous relationship and I've been in one for the last 20 years. Like, there are tons of gays that I know very much like that, that are never represented on reality TV. And because y'all don't want to watch because it's interfering with your drag race, you're missing out on seeing different levels of gays that we are seeing on the Friends of WeHo. They're not paying me, but at this point, no, because I enjoy it. I wouldn't talk about the show if I was like, no, it sucks. Speaking of Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez, I was prepared to be like, oh, is this just going to be another typical rom-com Jennifer Lopez playing the same role, same energy? And honestly, it was a good movie. It's not a rom-com. It's a rom-com that meets action. Shotgun Wedding is so good. And Jennifer Lopez was so funny in it. It was really good. Like, I don't want to give you any spoilers, but it's not just a romantic comedy. There's a little bit of romantic comedy, but it's more action. And J-Lo's what, 50-something years old? There are parts of this movie where they have, like, dirt on her face, her hair is wild, but you just see, like, her wedding dress is ripped. And it's just like, J-Lo is a yummy. She looks amazing. Like, how does this woman look as great as she does still? She looks great. And Jennifer Coolidge is in it. And I love anything with Jennifer Coolidge lately, even though I've always loved Jennifer Coolidge. But anytime I see her in something new, and she has a few new projects coming out, thank you, White Lotus. Yes, White Lotus. Thank you for that. So she's in it as well. Funny as ever, quirky as ever. I'm looking forward to it. White Lotus, I feel like watching that a third time, season one and season two. It was so good. Rumor is that they are planning. I don't believe they've started filming White Lotus 3. But I still need Jennifer Coolidge. I know for those that have watched it, you're like, what? What do you mean? That's impossible. No, it's not impossible. I want her to come back in season 3. All right. So Shotgun Wedding was a really good movie. There are a couple movies that I still want to get into. The new Avatar movie. I want to watch the second iteration of Black Panther. I know. And I really would like to see it in theaters, but it's now available on Disney Plus, so I'm just going to watch it for Black History Month. And congratulations to Angela Bassett and all the success that she's in reverence that she's receiving right now for her role in that movie. But if you've been following her career for a very long time, she's deserved all the awards. She's a fantastic actress. Fantastic. I would love it if she wins the Oscar, even though she should have won it for her role in Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? But I'm okay if she wins it for this, because rightfully so, she should. And I didn't want her just to get an honorary Oscar. No. She needs to win it for her role that she played. You can give her another honorary Oscar for when you guys did not give it to her for Tina. Just saying. And speaking of black queens, Sheryl Lee Ralph, our Jamaican black queen. Happy Black History Month. She's finally getting her flowers, and people are bringing her a part of so many different things now. She's receiving all the awards for her role in Abbott Elementary. I love it. Abbott and Elementary, if you're not into it, you need to get into it. It's such a funny, light, scripted show. Quinta, congrats, girl. You deserve all this. I remember you from when you started, girl. So to see where you started from to where you are today, please understand it was not a overnight journey for her. Because that he's got money was years ago. And she's been trudging along, and finally she has this huge hit show that was recently renewed for season 3, and they need to renew it for season 4, 5, and 6 at the very least. because I think there's so much content that they can create with the show. And it's an amazing cast. It's an amazing cast. The principal, I expect next year for her to win some awards, because to me, one of my favorite characters in this crew on Abbott Elementary is the principal. Okay, so, and she's a comedian. She's like an actual, like a comedian. She's so fantastic. She's so fantastic. But yeah, I would love to see her win some awards. I'm actually surprised she hasn't. I'm actually surprised. I mean, I get it for Cheryl Lee, but I'm surprised. Come on now. Come on now. Well, maybe because she's not the star in a supporting role. I don't know. Anyways, go watch Abbott Elementary, y'all. Let me just make sure I'm covering everything that I want to cover. All right, let's move into our reality TV space. NeNe. So NeNe was a guest host on The Breakfast Club. So The Breakfast Club is having guest hosts indefinitely. I heard Charlamagne mention this on his podcast. And this week they had Ebony K. Williams and they also had NeNe Leakes. So anytime NeNe does an interview, and that just is a credit to NeNe's still influence on the culture, especially reality TV culture. Anytime she says something, it becomes news. This week, if she mentioned a few different things, that she has no interest in returning to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, even though, you know, we were talking about that rumor that she got this $1 million settlement, but the settlement doesn't make sense when you dismiss a case with prejudice, meaning that you can refile it. So we had that. So she was a co-host. Some of you said she did fantastic. I've only got a chance to listen to clips, especially the clips that went viral. And she was shading the housewives that are currently on Atlanta, saying that she doesn't want to be a part of it. And she's like, are you watching the show? I'm not. And then she shaded Robin Dixon this week, calling her starless. And she was like, they got rid of all the stars from this franchise, meaning her. And then, of course, some other people. And then a lot of you were like, starless? I mean, yes, we agree about Robin Dixon, but there are some stars left on this franchise. What do you guys think? I do think that there are some people that are stars on it. Are they at the level of a NeNe? I don't know. I don't want to say that there isn't, because I do see some people that have that potential. Like, you know, like a Kenya Moore. Like, we're playing a game. All right, let's just get into it. So I started this game, and look, I don't know if I created this game, but I didn't see it from anywhere else. I was tired of the game F, Marry, Kill. So I said, how about we do something for Housewives and do Fire, Demote, Keep. This weekend, not us getting something trending on Twitter. So Fire Robin was trending on Saturday. And at first I was like, well, there have been rumors about Robin Dixon being fired all week. We literally had NeNe, you know, talking about how she's starless. We had her addressing the whole Juan Dixon situation and his cheating and her confirming it. And then people are saying they need to fire her. Then there was rumors that she was fired on the set of Watch What Happens Live. And I said to you, when your source is Media Takeout, I'm not listening and I'm not reporting on that. I will mention it and tell you that I don't believe it at all. So, which part of what we saw this week, shout out to our friends over at TV Deeds, they saw that the descriptions for the reunion for part one, part two, and then part three is going to be supersized. It's going to be 90 minutes, and it's going to include a post-reunion conversation with Andy Cohen and Robin Dixon talking about the Juan Dixon allegations. The cheating allegations. We're not talking about the school allegations. That's a whole other situation. So we have that coming up. But I started the game Fire, Demote, Keep on Twitter. And the only reason why I knew it had something to do with our game was because what was trending with it was Keep Ashley, Keep Ashley. And I was like, oh, that's our game that they're playing. And a lot of you were tagging me like, you started this. I was like, it's just a game, though. Please don't take it serious. I mean, some of you are taking it very serious. Okay. But I like the game, and I've started doing it for other housewives. I did it for New Jersey. I did it for Beverly Hills. I did it for Atlanta. And I just threw one out there right before starting this podcast, and I put Candace, Wendy, and Kieran. Fire, Demote, Keep. If amongst those ladies,
Okay, for me, if we have to play, like I said, this is just a game. If we have to play in that trio, fire Wendy. Sorry, Wendy. Keep Karen. Demote Candace. Hear me out. But look. I'm gonna explain. Fire Wendy because this is her third season. I've talked about this before. Look, everyone has a right to their opinion. I haven't connected with Wendy over these last three seasons. Yes, has she had some good moments, and I can see why they try to keep her on. Yes. However, at this point, it's not connecting for me when it comes to Wendy, Dr. Wendy Asefo. Demote Candace, and here's why. And I do love Candace's reads and her commentary, but her personal story on the show hasn't been big. Yes, this season, this pre-produced moment. I've got the news. And we're going to keep that in. We're going to keep that in because I'm multitasking as I'm trying to record this podcast. But yeah, so I just feel like Candace's personal story, what's been going on with her, the music and the eggs. I feel like I was just sort of like, okay, but that's me. So I don't want to fire her though. I don't want to see her not on the show. So if I have to choose, fire Wendy, keep Candace. Well, no, demote Candace, keep Karen. And I know what you're all going to say. What's Karen's storyline? Karen is just funny, though. I don't feel like she needs to have a personal storyline in order to stay on the show. And I've said this before. Like, I can appreciate people like Giselle, even though she doesn't have a storyline in sight. But she's funny. And she adds to this cast. But her problematic behavior of constantly going after her husband is part of the reason why I'd be like, fire her. Just saying. Because to me, she's dangerous. She's like a future Lisa Rinna. But like I said, this is just a game. This is not what's really happening. None of them are leaving. Well, not all of them. Just saying. Anyways, so we had this game. We were playing with this game. So Fire Robin was already trending on social media. And here's the thing. So for those of you that may have missed all of what's been going on with the Robin Dixon situation. So she finally confirmed what Giorgio Says reported on TikTok in regards to this woman having this hotel receipt and text message exchange with Juan Dixon. She went on her podcast, confirmed that she knew about it and that people had, you know, this woman had reached out to Giselle. This woman had reached out to some of her friends and she was clout chasing. And she at one point tried to extort money from the Dixons. And then she says, well, I'll tell you more about the hotel receipt behind a paywall on Patreon. Behind a paywall on Patreon, which got a lot of fans upset. And part of the reason why people were like, fire her. Because if you're not willing to share your real life on the show, then why are you here? And I know a lot of you have already said, well, technically, a lot of these housewives don't share their personal lives on the show, their real story on the show. Look at Karen Huger. And look, we get that. But Karen Huger is also not charging you to get her real life on another platform after you're already paying for it on this platform. So that's been a lot of people's feeling on Robin Dixon this week. Well, apparently, you know, Media Takeout had that report that she was fired, that there was a heated back and forth between Andy Cohen and Robin on Sunday's Watch What Happens Live. I don't believe she was fired. I do believe that Andy was not happy with Robin. And I do feel as if it may come across when they show it as a heated conversation. It will be interesting to see, though, if she's going to be on Watch What Happens Live on Sunday and if she's going to be having this special, what is this going to look like? Will it be on the Watch What Happens Live set? Are they going to go deeper? A lot of you don't even care at this point. You're like, I don't care about Robin Dixon and what she has to say. She's just going to say the same thing because some of you paid for her explanation of the whole Juan situation and the hotel receipt. And basically the woman lost her wallet and Juan was the savior and went and paid for it. And that's why his name is on a receipt. Okay. And apparently this woman also slept with Juan's friend. Something's not making sense. Something's not making sense. But look, Robin, if you love what you're in with Juan, fine. We no longer find it interesting or entertaining.
I also said this. When we saw that in part three, they're going to have this one-on-one with Andy Cohen and Robin, that there will be this sort of finalization of everything. I said, well, maybe this is to make good with the network so she can come back, or segue us for season eight and what would be her storyline and everyone calling her out for the BS. But then I said, maybe this is their way of finalizing her storyline, because she gets married in this season and it's going to be shared on the season finale. So maybe this will sort of finalize everything. So don't be surprised if you start seeing rumors about Robin Dixon has been fired, or Robin Dixon has been demoted for next season, especially when y'all have Fire Robin trending. Just saying. Look, just saying. All right. What else did I want to talk about? Because at this point, I talked so much about Robin Dixon this week. I am truly over Robin Dixon, Juan Dixon. I am truly over Potomac at this point. I don't feel like this was their best season. I don't think it was a terrible season, but I definitely don't think this was their best season of all their seasons that we've had. Mia, how do you guys feel about Mia? Do you want to see Mia come back? I should have added Mia in that mix. Now that I think about it, I forgot that she's even on the cast. I should have added Mia in the mix of my, you know, fire, demote, keep. Maybe. But we're going to continue to play the game. And we're going to, it's just the game. So let's have fun with it. Like we're having fun with this podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Black History Month. We're going to continue to talk about these sorts of conversations. As you know, with the podcast, it's not just conversations about pop culture news. Every once in a while, we have guests come through and we have deeper conversations. Be sure to check out some of the past episodes if you're first coming into the podcast now. And don't forget to rate us a 5 and let us know what you love about the podcast. We're going to continue this, and a visual version will be available on the Kempire Radio YouTube channel, so be sure to subscribe there and subscribe to our new channel, Kempire Shorts, where I'll be putting all of our short content as well. And if you're not subscribed to the Kempire Daily YouTube channel, what are you doing? We're live there multiple times during the week. Guys, I apologize that the podcast has taken so long for us to get a new episode, but like I said, I'm trying to churn these things out for you guys, but I have to prioritize what's keeping the lights on. Just saying. But shout out to everyone that supports us on a monthly basis on YouTube or sends in Cash Apps, Venmos, PayPals. All that information is available in the description of this episode. Also, you can also support yourself by getting some Kempire merch, but still supporting everything that we're doing here. So thank you in advance for supporting us and supporting just Black content creators, Diana Jenkins. Guys, thank you for being here. I will see you all in the next podcast episode.
Thanks for tuning into The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network is available on Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and plenty of other places. Be sure to head on over to KempireRadio.com for more details. And for more details on everything mentioned during this episode, head on over to the description of this episode.